This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us now?
If you're a texter,
oh my
and
God,
you
has
can.
It been 15 minutes of just, we told great stories. I mean, the stories were amazing.
Hey, is it me or did you forget to flip the on switch?
I think I forgot to flip the on. I literally just flipped the on switch. And I wonder if that's why the thing was kicking on, as in like something needs to play.
Guys, I can't hear you this morning. It's radio silence.
Oh God, I suck at
I hear you now.
Okay, thank God.
And then the song faded out. I hear you now. What were you doing? What happened? You don't want to say.
No, I literally have to flip a switch to put us on the air. So the stuff that's on the wide orbit goes over the air. So the things were starting and I was stopping them because they were trying to be like, oh, so there's no sound. Let's start the thing.
Voice on radio now. We can hear you now.
Okay, great.
At home, I can hear you now. Yes, we can hear you now. Okay.
Phew.
We got it.
Oh
so
my
God. All that
you know
stuff
what?
I
I'm
told
so
you guys
sorry.
About my new car, you didn't hear any of it.
All right. Let's start over. Alice at 97.3, Sarah Vinnie, Alice is morning. We'll do a quick recap.
Yep, you were dead air until just now.
Yes.
Oh
my God. Honestly, I probably should be in trouble for this. It's truly like all the things that I got to do to get this thing up and running every morning. And I forget the one thing that puts our voices on the air. If I were on the, if I had hit the commercials, they totally would have played. Everybody would have heard the commercial, would have come back to no sound.
We weren't in program?
We are in program. We're just not, it's not live from this board. It's like a whole thing.
Oh.
Oh God, now my text machine's blowing up. All right. We're going to start over and just do a quick recap.
Don't
as
do
though.
This to us during these unprecedented times.
No, I know. I'm so, it's me. I'm literally sweating right now. I can't believe, because of course for us, it seems completely normal. And then that was why those, Jesus Christ.
That was why what?
That was why the song started. The songs kept starting because the machine was like, oh, there's dead air. I need to put something over the air. Wide orbit, new. And I was like, why would it do that? Let's turn that off.
Oh, okay. Maddie just wrote, it's working now.
Okay, phew.
It's working.
Okay. We're going to just do a quick recap of everything we talked about. Maddie got a hip replacement, and it seems to have gone well because he is texting us this morning, listening in, and was up on crutches in seemingly no pain as of last night. You can see him at Maddie Stout, MattyStaudt, on Instagram. Vinny Van Hassen on Instagram picked up his electric car yesterday, his Ford Mustang Mach-E from Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. Ding, ding. Shame. Freaking loves it. By the
start
way,
over.
All of this.
Yes. So start again.
I think all of this will still be on the podcast.
How?
I think because I was watching it record the whole time in there. That's why I looked over there. I'm like, obviously that's running. So I'll talk to Robin though and find out. But I think the whole break will be. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I seriously am. I can feel sweat trickling down the front of me.
Oh.
Oh.
You mean down your neck?
Like down my neck, under my boobs.
Oh,
it's like, I'm like totally sweating.
You are wearing a very heavy sweater.
Yeah, but it's, you know, we've got the thing set low. What's the temp in here?
70.
Okay, that's where we want it. My God, I'm freaking out.
Okay, so let me just tell this real quick. So yesterday, I got home from work. The missus, I jumped in her car and she took me to Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. That's that location, though. I told you this when I went the first time to Frontier Ford. Like, if you look that way, it's Cupertino. That way, it's Sunnyvale. This, you know, it's right. It's, that's San Jose. You're right in the middle of all this, right. But it is officially Santa Clara if you're looking up Frontier Ford.
All right.
Anyway, we pull up, and there is a black Ford Mach-E with killer bronze rims. And the missus goes, before we even, she's like, has to turn around to drop me off. And goes, I think that's it. And I take it easy.
That's camp.
She's such a gambler and wants to win at everything and believes already she's the win. And it was the car and she did win. So the car is in fact black, which makes
Christina
and Jane
and
the
Jane are the winners of the picking of the what color will the car
and
be.
And it is sick.
And you love driving it in, even though it was a difficult drive.
Yeah, you can look at it on my Instagram. I won't post it every single day, but I did post it. You know,
yeah, you put a bunch of good pictures of it. Like, it looks, and I think there's something on your story that will go away
the
soon.
The story is me picking up my kids, and they love it more than I do, maybe.
They were
claiming seats.
Oh.
This is my seat. I'm like, they're all your seat, kid.
Except for this one. This is the only one you can't sit in.
The driver guy's seat is
mine. And you can. If we're in the driveway, you absolutely can do it.
So the car is black with bronze rims. It's super beautiful.
I can't wait to see it. Any trouble getting it into the spot this morning?
None whatsoever.
Does it feel smaller than your old car?
Smaller, no. It's a slightly comparable. Bigger than the car I was driving, but I've got, there's tech in this car.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have any tech.
Now you have tech.
I have all the stuff, so I'm
we gotta get that thing dialed in there, Vinny.
It's
so you're saying you had like the beeps and boops and the lines that show you where you're gonna hit the wall.
All the stuff,
right.
Yes.
Oh, so helpful. I love
you guys,
it.
I got this. Don't worry about it. Boop, 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 boop. I'm like, okay. I'll go slow. No problem.
Take it easy. Oh, so exciting.
Anyway, yes, it's exciting. I'm really stoked. If you're in the market for an electric, that's actually, let's start, and I'll tell you a little more later.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Mini, Allison Morning Show. Here's a song. So sorry. I'm sorry. Just please, I don't want to get fired over that. And we'll see you in a second. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. As far as I know, we're on the air. It's great news. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. I'm so excited to get my hot tub. It's here. It's actually here. I just, my site isn't ready for it yet. These guys are on it. They will help you answer every single question. I went to the Creative Energy location in San Rafael. The showroom is laid out so beautifully. You take off your shoes and you just get in all the hot tubs and try them all out. It's amazing. They even have ones that are filled. I suppose, you know, if you came in a bathing suit, you could be like, yes, I would like to sit in one of the ones that has water in it. That'd be fantastic. So spring is right around the corner. And here's the thing I've been eagerly waiting for, my brand new hot tub from Creative Energy, creativeenergy.com. Visit a Creative Energy store today and create your own personal oasis. Now, did you want to save your Mustang Mach-E talk for later, or did you want
to? No, let's get started.
Okay. All right. We're going to start with Millie Bobby Brown Jovi.
Okay.
Which is the new official way of saying her name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't envy that many people. But I love Millie Bobby Brown Jovi, and she's young, and she's beautiful, and she's rich, and she lives on a farm.
Well, and you left out the part that you also love. She's English. Hello.
Oh, right. Oh, my God. And she's English.
I'm sure under all her clothes, there's one of those girdles, or what do you love? Those.
Oh, right. Like a girl. Like, I don't know, a bustier,
whatever.
A corset.
All
a corset.
That, corset. Yeah, I'm sure she's
the
got.
A whalebone corset.
There's always one of those on there.
You know, she did this movie called Damsel, which I think, I don't know.
Actually.
I don't know if it was a theatrical release or if it just like went right to Netflix or wherever the hell I streamed it from. But I really liked that movie, and it's, you know,
Damsel.
So it looks like a period piece, but it's clearly set in another realm than ours. And it's, and there's dragons and damsels in distress and princes and evil queens. Played by the girl who played Jenny in Forrest Gump. Robin Wright.
Penn.
The end. Not Penn. Yes, Robin Wright. She plays like this evil queen. Well, I mean, this wonderful queen. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. It is a super. I really enjoyed the movie very much. Very fun. And she's really good and has all the acting chops in the family, because I also saw the John Bon Jovi's son that she's married to, Jake Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
That makes her the Bon Jovi. He did some movie where he is a good singer and they kick a guy out of a band and they get this guy into the band and he's going to be their new rock star frontman.
He's like a pizza delivery guy, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I watched, I would say I watched a third of that and went, well, that guy can't act. But he seems so nice. What a nice guy.
But he's terrible.
Well, luckily, he's got his dad's money and his wife's money. So he's all set. By the way, she's 20. They can't even drink yet, the two of them. Well, he might be able to, but she don't.
Look, I understand that we speculate here. That's
all we do. That's the job.
We do.
That but and get us on the air. Those are the two jobs.
From the minute we met this Bon Jovi lady.
When she was just a little girl named 11.
Mm-hmm.
With her head shaved.
The story was her parents were living off of her.
They're pimping her.
And I don't think, I understand. We talked about it just yesterday. If your kid has a dream and you even said, well, I mean, if there's some talent there. I think, who were we talking about? Sabrina Carpenter?
We were, yep.
And so I get that.
And a parent looks at their kid and sees money signs. I mean, they just do what they got to do.
I don't know what the parents, lifestyle was like before they hit the lottery.
Yep.
With their daughter.
Yep.
Landing a huge role in a huge show. But yep. I definitely felt like, that poor kid has parents living off of her. And I feel like the whole, let me get married and get out of this house is that... comes out of that.
Yes.
Like, how do you tell your parents, go get jobs. I'm a grown up now and I don't want to carry you. Go find something to do that's not me.
But then they start with the sacrifices that we made for your career.
I understand that. They put her in a really bad spot. Mm. And I truly believe.
Stories about them, which is interesting.
They probably got handed some dough.
A parting gift.
As she went out the door to go be a wife. And I don't know how long this will last. I hope it does. I hope that maybe I'm just being jaded, but I feel like, how do you tell your parents?
Yeah.
Enough already. Go do something else.
Yeah, you can.
Because they would go.
You can divorce your parents.
But they would go the second.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Listen, for some parents, it's real. Like, they weren't just trying to make money off of you. They truly did make sacrifices and make moves and give up things and do things because they believed in the thing that you believed in and their intentions were good. And then there are other parents whose intentions aren't so good.
Well,
like Macaulay Culkin actually had to emancipate himself or something. I can't remember what the term is for it.
I think that's it.
Like he just, and I want to say he wasn't even 18. He went to a judge and said, you got to get these leeches off of me.
That's very sad.
It is
and
sad.
And I was telling you, my daughter she's in drama and theater classes
stuff, right?
And she loves it. And she was asking me, how do you, and I just went, I don't know. I don't know.
Right.
I don't
know how
that.
To get an audition.
I don't want that for her yet. She's not mature enough to, like, I think maybe some kids, maybe this lady, this Bon Jovi is very mature for her age and the parents can see that and they actually have her best. Maybe all that's true.
Maybe.
But my daughter's a little girl. Right. The end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah, it's interesting because I look at Lindsay Lohan, who was, I want to say she was 11 when she got that Parent Trap gig, which is the first time I'd ever seen her. I'm sure she was in other stuff. But she was a bright little button and very seemingly, like, had to do an English accent and a an American accent in this movie. Like, and
nailed it.
And she, I mean, you've seen that movie. She's absolutely darling, like reeking of young, adorable talent.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm not surprised, her parents probably went, well, Jesus, this kid's, she's beautiful and she's talented and she's the star of everything. Like, they don't even want to cast her in the plays anymore because all the rest of the kids just look like riffraff around her. Let's get this girl going. And they, I mean, you know, Lindsay went big, but I really think that there's the problem with having childhood fame, and look, there are some people who make it through, and they're fine. And we don't hear about them because they're not in the tabloids all the time, snorting coke with their mom, you know, at some club in New York City.
Ay, ay, ay.
Dina. But I really feel like there's if you get famous at age 12, you know, they talk about this whole arrested development thing, that when a major thing happens in somebody's life, they, you know, they become famous and all of a sudden all these adults are catering to their every childish whim. Justin Bieber, that's it for you. You're not going to grow it. This is what life is. And you're the king of this world, even though you're a tyrannical 12-year-old. So who knows? Who knows how these things happen? But at 20 years old, hopefully, this isn't even what the story is about for her. It's about this farm she lives on.
I hope it's all good for her. I really do. But I absolutely thought, oh my gosh, what if you're a kid and your parents are like, we need the rent money.
Right. So you need to
not your
this.
Rent money. Right. All of our rent money. The house mortgage is in your name.
Right.
Can you... You know,
and these big stars that wind up, you know, their childhood stars, like the Drew Barrymores or Lindsay Lohans, or, you know, it's all these kids, Macaulay Culkin, and they hit big and they make some money and they make enough money that, of course, their parents work for them, because why would anybody else do anything in this family when our whole support system is, let's get this kid to make more money? But then there's the kids who, like, get a commercial and that's like a nice payday for 6 months. Then they get a little bit part on, you know, Law and Order SVU. Samantha Carpenter at age 12. Like all the, like the little dribs and drabs, the near misses, the things that could be
just a
the
taste.
Catapult. Just a taste. The first taste is free. And then they're caught in this web where they're constantly scrambling. I'm sure that there's zillions of kids whose parents are like, yeah, let's get you some modeling, Gap catalog, whatever it is. And then in the end, they've just like wrung the childhood out of the child.
As much as I'd like to just go surfing and never come back, I would never do that to my kid. Right. I just don't have it in me.
Right.
Even if, you know, she did somehow hit without my help, I'd still be like, you're putting that money away.
Right.
We're not living
off
of that.
Save every penny of that.
You're going to need that.
Right.
Because you need to live to be 100, because dad can't deal with anything, you know.
Dad did lay down the law on that.
You have to live to be 100.
You're going
to
need all that money.
Yeah, that's got to last you.
Right.
Anyway, how's the farm?
So it sounds great.
Okay.
She did a thing for Vanity Fair. This is 20-year-old Millie Bobby Brown Jovi. She lives on a farm in rural Georgia. Georgia is hot. Like that's a place to go and farm. You know, that's a year-round farm.
I got arrested in rural Georgia. Well, I got arrested in Atlanta, but then when they took me to jail, like I was going through places that had laundry hanging on lines, and I
why wouldn't you? It's so hot there. Dry it outside.
Why spend the
money on electricity?
Well, because dryers.
Can't think of one reason. I love going outside with a thing of wet laundry and hanging it up.
Yikes.
Anyway, so she lives pretty close to the Stranger Things set. Actually, they have a fairly permanent set there, apparently.
Okay.
You know, they did do some stuff. I want to say we found out this house that the buyers all moved to in allegedly California was like in Albuquerque, and it just recently went on the market. But their main set is in Georgia. So she lives close enough to that set that she would bring her foster dogs to work. She bottle fed a baby goat in her trailer. She says, I'm not doing it for the aesthetic. I'm doing it because I love it. There are maybe some trad wives out there doing it because it seems wholesome, but it is not.
What was that word?
Trad wives. Traditional wives?
Oh!
Is that what it is?
Oh!
But I thought, oh, trad wives, well.
I love it.
Are you a trad wife?
I perked right up. What is that?
Yeah. If you're not picking up horse crap or washing a cow with your bare hands, then that life is not made for you at all. They have Jake and Millie Bobby Brown Jovi have sheep, goats, cows, donkeys, horses, a slinky tuxedo cat, and foster dogs. And Millie also has a therapy dog to help with panic attacks.
Oh.
She launched an animal rescue from this farm called Joey's Friends back in 2022. She rescues dogs from local kill shelters and then people can come and adopt them. Otherwise, she just keeps them, I guess. And if you're wondering how serious she is about her new farm life, she has started taking veterinary classes through Purdue University. She also bought an ultrasound machine so she could learn how to scan animals for pregnancy. You know, she has money to burn. She says, I'm able to treat wounds, take their pulse, moderate blood pressure, things like that. I do all their medical records myself. Now I just have to do my externship, which is like sitting in on surgeries and things like that. Adoption campaigns on social media are wonderful temporarily, but you really do have to get in there and do the work to make a difference.
You know, I know I get caught on little things, but Purdue's not in Atlanta. It's not in Georgia at all.
I'm actually wondering if she's taking classes online.
Must be, because
it actually
Purdue's
sounds like a program
in
too.
Indiana.
And not only that, Purdue is like a hard university to get into. It's one of our top universities. And I'm not, and she is apparently very smart. But I'm wondering if either she's on in some program that they offer.
Okay.
That's an online thing. Cause I don't, you know, work on the farm and acting take up a lot of, it's a lot of time, you know. She probably has no farm hands helping her out. She and Jake Bon Jovi just walk around taking care of all the animals, washing the cows, picking up the horse poop. Good for them. And then at night, she goes to night school at Purdue. She flies up on her private jet to Purdue.
I'm hearing all this, and I hear myself in my... How old is...
20.
The boy?
I don't know how the... I'll look while you talk. Go ahead.
I just feel like I'd be over in the corner going, I need help over here with my problems. You know the one.
This problem. Yeah. You know the one.
That thing.
He's 22.
Yeah. A 22-year-old boy is like, what are we doing? We should be, you know, doing all the stuff.
Yeah, all the time. We're newlyweds. I'm already over it.
I guess.
I've got to go and check on the donkey. The donkey seemed quite ill this morning. I'm going back to check.
You've already done your job, Brown. No, he's Bon Jovi. You removed the barnacles that are known as my parents.
Thank you for that. I'll be forever grateful.
You're next, though, so get ready. Bye-bye.
There's a lovely stone guest cottage out in the back 90.
Jeez, listen to us. Well, I hope they're happy.
Me too. All right, I'm completely out of time.
What?
No more stories. What do you got for me?
Oh, boy.
I know.
I'll do Fast Facts right out of the gate.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you're the guy and you show up places like you could do that sound, the save me, his part.
Yeah.
So people recognize you, right? Otherwise.
Yeah.
You know what he looks like?
No.
Me neither.
Actually, I want to say his name is Ben and he left the band.
Oh.
I think he and Amy's a singer. And I think they had Benny.
Were they doing it and then it didn't work out?
Things happen.
And she's
and
the voice
up.
And he's the other voice. So the other voice had to go bye-bye.
But together they were great. Like they were putting these great songs together. Like where is her name? Amy Lee?
Think so.
Yeah.
Ah!
Ben. Somebody.
I don't know how you know the Ben.
I don't either. That's good. That's a good song though. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, Jane, thanks. That's a good one. Hey guys, it's Sarah and Vinny and it's Thursday. Go to RadioAlice.com and find out how you can win a dinner at the Fairmont with your extraordinary love story.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. Throughout the month of February, they are celebrating San Francisco Zoo members with special perks and giveaways as part of Membership Appreciation Month.
Oh.
It's not too late to become a member. To receive unlimited visits all year long, visit sfzoo.org to get signed up. That's sfzoo.org. All right, here's what's happening. And we had a little drama early on this morning, but we are fine. Everything's perfect.
Well, my heart's still pounding outside of my chest, but other than that.
You're okay.
Yeah.
I'm here.
You okay? I'm like,
oh, he wrote you already?
Yeah, he's like, but it was nice about it. Like, just making sure you're okay. I'm like, of all the things I have to do, the one button I got to push to bring us live.
I'll turn this pen into a trach tube if I have to.
Thank you. You know what? I'd do it for you as well.
I got you.
Right. I always look at the pen I'm using. Is there a tube in here I could save someone's life with? Yes, there is.
Rain.
Yes.
Heavy.
Oh, it's nasty out.
Pardon me. Heavy rain, wind. All the stuff, all day, into the night, and into the early morning of Friday, then it will stop. So right now, it looks like, although there's, like, even on your apps, you'll see Friday has some rain there, but it's going to be because it crossed into the over midnight and into Friday. It should stop and start. We should see clearer-ish skies by late Friday, before sunset.
Okay.
So that's what we're
on. Suffer through today.
We're going to get hammered all day, though.
Yay. I keep telling myself it's just rain. It will not delay my flight. Just rain.
What time is that at?
I don't know, 1 o'clock or
something. Oh, boy. Hey, yikes. A couple things coming up.
I'm ready.
Chinese New Year parade here in San Francisco on Saturday at 5 p.m. If you're coming into the city for anything, you need to know that.
Yes.
And if you're coming into the city for that, have a blast.
Great. Have a
It'll
good
be
time.
Super fun.
Right.
The NBA All-Star events are going to be going all weekend from Friday through Sunday. You can go to our Facebook page or to the Warriors page because it's here in town.
It's all over, though. That one is less necessarily localized just at the Chase Center.
Right. One of the events that happens on Friday is happening at the old Oracle. Mm. They're now calling it Oakland Arena instead of because the new Oracle, I believe, is the baseball stadium.
Right. Oh, my God. These names.
Well,
keep them straight, people.
Sponsorship. It's important. Speaking of.
Yes.
If you missed, well, we missed it too because we weren't on. But we told a story earlier. I'll retell it real quick. I did, in fact, go get my new Ford Mach-E from Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. I picked it up yesterday. It is black. If you don't know the story, I had told everyone in my family, pick a color. We'll tell the guys at Frontier. These are the four choices we've made.
All are acceptable.
Surprise us. And when the missus drove me over to Frontier Ford yesterday, it was black. Black with bronze rims. It's sick.
Oh,
I posted it on my Instagram. There's a story with me and picking up the kids, and then there's a picture of me out, well, it's actually the car.
Yes.
Out front of Frontier Ford.
It's a bunch of different angles, too. Like, you did a great job on that, Vin.
We have since started, like, I was looking for that car. That's my car.
Yes.
But we've now started working with them, so I will move that stuff over to the Alice website going forward.
Yeah.
Because this will be a sponsorship situation. I'm going to rep them, and I love those guys. I got to hang. I know everybody.
Well, plus you love the car. That's,
I love
you know,
the car.
You started out by going
thing.
To get the car, mm-hmm. and it just turned into a sponsorship.
Mm-hmm. No, I love
That's
the
how
car.
It works.
And I have still, and this is new. I just got it. I drove it in this morning, so it's brand new. I have some concerns about being electric. Like, I'm expecting it to go great. It drove like a dream on the way in today.
It's so, there's so, like, you can be going fast on the highway, and there's still more. You push the gas pedal, you go, oh my God, I'm still thrown back. This is incredible.
I don't want no trouble.
But
I did get the one.
I know you love it, right.
There's three settings.
Oh, you went for the badass setting?
No. I drove in the easy setting, but there's an unbridled.
Unbridled? Mustang unbridled? Oh, my God.
I don't even know if I want to see what that can do.
Easy partner, get along little doggy, and unbridled.
Something like that, yes. Easy partner.
Easy partner.
Anyway, so.
Easy rider. Maybe it's easy rider.
The Ford Mach-E, if you're going electric, that car had everything I wanted.
That would just be one to check out.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy.
Okay. This first story, I saw it yesterday, but we didn't get to it. You know, welcome to our show, because we just go and go and go. And then we go,
oh no, what happened?
We ran stuff out of time. I meant to do. An 18-year-old Lancaster, I want you to put on your judging gown, and here's your gavel.
Thank you.
An 18-year-old Lancaster resident was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison for making hundreds of swatting and threat calls across the nation.
Oh, no.
Often for profit. Alan Fillion made nearly 400 swatting and threat calls between August 22 and January 24. According to a statement released by the Department of Justice, Fillion claimed to have planted bombs and threatened mass shootings at various locations, including churches. High schools,
Jesus.
Colleges, government officials, and other individuals across the country.
Why?
He was doing it. First, he was doing it as a bit. And we've talked about this. The YouTubers who are making a living.
Ruining other people's days.
Doing bits.
Right. All right.
And we certainly, you know, radio people. That was how we did our thing.
You went out there and that's how you got your aim was picketing nuns.
We never did any of this kind of stuff, but certainly this is where that goes when there's no CEO or boss or lawyers going.
When you're unbridled.
You can't do that.
Right.
This guy, you know, basically worked for himself. He's a kid. So he's 18 now, which means he was doing this going back to, you know, his 16th birthday.
So it's a couple years worth. And now they're just finding out that it was him?
No, they stopped him in January of 24. That's when he got caught, and he's been he went to court. He was brought up on charges. He conducted these swatting calls for both for profit and entertainment.
So, like, someone would call him and say, "Can you phone in a bomb threat
to some place for
me? Oh my God,
where I don't want to be." And that's what he and so they say here in an online post, January 19th, 2023. This kid claimed he performed his first swatting 2 or 3 years prior, but has decided to turn it into a business. He advertised his services on a swatting for a fee structure on social media.
Wow.
You know what's sad? I still like social media, but it has become a garbage dump. It just has.
It feels unhealthy.
Even when you're just trying to look and see your friends, what are your friends' kids doing? You'll get 15 ads you didn't ask for things you're not even using.
And people that I'm not even following.
Right.
I'm like, what is it? You know, yesterday I posted something and I happened to see your post. And I saw Maddie's post.
Oh, my God.
I know. I posted some. Well, I've got that gig coming up.
You posted?
I did. I tagged you in it.
How did I miss that? Go on.
So anyways, I'm on there and I, you know, start the death scroll because which is why I have gotten off of social media. So I start scrolling down and I realize I'm 15 minutes into scrolling down, liking a few things. And I realize I'm not seeing anything from anybody that I know. I'm like almost buying this thing
and
I'm in somebody's reels over here. Like, you know, it just felt like, okay,
I went there to post and bought new shoes.
Yes, exactly. I just wanted to quickly put up a post.
I still love seeing the stuff that my friends post,
yes,
that you guys post out there.
If I saw that, it would be great.
I love posting my stuff. My kids were out of their freaking heads when I pulled up to the school in the new car yesterday. I don't know why.
Brand new car!
What? I mean,
it's a big day!
Okay,
exciting.
But I mean, they were like, oh my God, this is incredible!
Well, plus, it's a badass car. They're like, Dad, Jesus, check out those rims! This is amazing, Dad! How did you do this?
On January 18th, Fillion was arrested in California for a May 2023 threat he made against a religious institution in Florida. Oh. He claimed to have illegally modified AR-15, a Glock 17 pistol, pipe bombs, and Molotov cocktails, and was planning to commit mass murder. Gonna kill everyone. This is what this kid's doing.
My God.
And he's advertising it on social media. And they don't go, you can't do that here.
Right.
You can't do that on our site. That's a no.
And it should be such a hard no. I mean, look, the problem with social media is that you can get banned from a platform and then just sign up with a brand new account. Like,
true.
It is a thing.
Okay, so this guy, he's 18. Mm-mm-mm. He's been doing this for years. First for entertainment, then was taking money.
I can make money for this. I'll happily call in a bomb threat to your school.
Right. To just make trouble on behalf of other people who wanted him to.
Incredible.
What does this guy get?
Well, you said what his sentence was.
It's 4 years in federal prison for making hundreds of swatting and threat calls across the nation. Is that enough?
Here's my problem with this, is that he started very young. He's a boy. You know, even these days, I feel like people mature even more, even though they've got access to everything. And, you know, your kid could be fully in puberty and a teen, or they're a teenager and they're still, I don't know, there's like some level of maturity that kids aren't reaching until much, much later. In my humble opinion, this kid's an idiot. I don't know that 4 years in federal prison is going to make him a better person. I feel like this is a soul that's being thrown away. I'm very sad about this. He's done very wrong, but it doesn't seem like there was anyone around him saying, that's wrong. You can't do that. You don't do that. We don't do that. Who are you? Why would you think that would be all right? Like, no one is questioning him. He does this for however long, but he's a child.
So do you agree he should just have his dialing finger cut off?
Oh, lose a finger?
Well, I mean, the one that... Deep, yeah. deep, 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 deep.
I mean, I feel like it's all the fingers or, you know, even one finger's enough to get your social media back up and running. I don't know, Vin. I find this story to be incredibly upsetting on all the levels. I don't want anyone to get swatted. I think that's just terrible and dangerous and a waste of taxpayer resources.
Let me read one more thing to you.
Go ahead.
In addition to the false claims, this kid provided agencies with false names in order to deploy law enforcement to people's homes, known as swatting. He claimed in a social media post that he usually gets the cops to drag the victim and their families out of the house, cuff them, and search the house for the dead bodies that he says were in there.
Oh, okay, maybe he does go away. I honestly, right. He's Maybe they've done all of the psychiatric evaluations that need to get done, and there isn't some judge who's taking a kid and throwing him in Fed. Like, that is, you know, when I hear federal prison, I think of the show Oz, which I had to stop watching because I'm like, wow, really, really bad. I get it. It's a show. It's drama. But it seems it's such a wonderful deterrent for the children to not want to go to jail.
Right. Like, the show is.
The show.
Because of what happens in there.
Oh, boy.
You're not going to like it.
No, not good.
Young man.
It seems like a very, very, very bad place.
Okay.
Anyway, I
understand your terror. I understand your terror. And I do know that, unfortunately, this is what some kids who've been handed a screen and never told, you got 10 minutes and that's it, or five, you know, whatever.
Right.
If you're just able to do the internet for however long, then they're seeing
smart
this
enough
stuff.
To twist your...
They're right. Learning that how cool it is, this guy on YouTube who's doing these stunts. And we've seen the stunts. What about the kid that... Not a kid, a grown-up, young, but still grown-up, who crashed a plane.
Right. On purpose.
And filmed it.
And acted like it was an emergency.
Right. Jumped out of the plane like, look at what
I... Oh, my God. This is terrible. Oh, thing. Oh, now here I am. I'm caught in a tree.
And they
Oh, no.
They found all these strategically placed cameras on the plane, and this was a bit. He was doing a bit. So it's the crackdown's got to come, and I don't know if this kid's going to be able to deter others from doing it.
I don't know.
But he'll get 4 years away from his computer, or do they have those in federal prison? What did Oz say?
I don't remember them having computers in prison Oz, but because really some bad things like really stick in my mind, sort of occluding everything else.
Real life porn, is that what you're talking about? Not the internet stuff. I mean, in jail, there's real life porn.
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
Right.
Ow.
But like porn that, right.
Ouch.
Like prison, you know, Tool has a song about it.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. Hold on.
Somewhere don't worry about it. We might end up turned off. Let's not. Fast, boy.
I know. Don't hit the wrong button, Sarah. Jesus.
Recipes can't be trademarked.
But
some can be ruled trade secrets.
Oh.
Like the formula for Dr. Pepper or KFC's 11 herbs and spices. I don't know how.
I don't understand the distinction. If I can't trademark a recipe, do I not have to reveal that? Yeah. I know, that's interesting. I always think that there's some chemist who can figure out exactly how much of each, what the ratio is of all the ingredients, and, you know, do some kind of breakdown on, you know, how you made that cookie. No?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Grover Cleveland.
Oh. One of my favorite presidents.
Didn't I say him the other day?
Did.
What were we talking about?
I say a name of president or something and you come up with Grover Cleveland.
Oh, here he is again. Grover Cleveland is the only president who was also an executioner.
Oh.
When he was the sheriff of Erie County, New York, about a decade before he became president, he personally executed two criminals.
Oh. How? Hang them?
Hanging
seems like, I'm so glad we don't really do that anymore because it just feels so wrong and brutal.
Yeah.
And like it takes too long.
It's not nearly fast enough.
I just watched a particular Severance episode from the first season.
Go on.
And it has.
Oh!
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's episode has a warning in advance
sure
of it,
does.
And it should because of the way that was.
It is brutal.
Yep.
I remembered it, but I didn't remember it being that horrifying.
It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, they should make him paint the YMCA to the point that the people think he actually works there.
I feel like some really stringent counseling. I mean, 4 years in prison. Like, forget it. That dude's life is basically over.
Last year, someone swatted a college nearby. We still have littles at our school that have fear from the lockdown. Lasting consequences. Kim, Odyssey.
Thanks, Kim. Odyssey.
They should force this kid to go on a ride along with actual SWAT members.
You see the terror. I mean, it's
that doesn't seem, I mean, that's actually cool. Like, people would want to do that.
Well, this kid's twisted enough.
To drag him behind the car.
I feel like if you're going to take a kid and give him 4 years in a federal prison, you might as well just leave him in there. Like, it's, I feel like we should try to do more with somebody who was just an idiot. I don't know. That life is lost, I feel.
What is the color of the new hotness? It's black.
Oh, the new hotness is black.
Tuning in later than usual. It's black.
Unbridled.
It is sick, you guys. I mean, you can see it on my Instagram, but
the Ford Mach-E.
It doesn't even do it justice. And driving in the
those
storm.
Those rims, though, it does do them justice.
Driving in the storm,
they
I
feel
was
so
like,
secure.
I can't believe it. It's amazing.
How many miles did you use up driving in? Like, does it? It's because it's not directly reflective of like what your overall count is.
I am still getting to meet this car. I brought it home yesterday and still had to deal with the kids and cook and do the things. So
and
get
play
ready
with it.
For work. So right. I don't even have my phone paired to it yet.
What?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I'm working on
it. You should stop by the place today and be like, all right, kid.
No, I know. You know what? I actually know how to do it. I just didn't have time. It's easy. Most of the stuff is just touch here.
Well, plus you've got a manual, I'm sure.
Bluetooth, searching. Oh, we got it.
Gotcha.
Done. So that's pretty easy stuff. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Saturday Night Live.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.